Welcome back to Monster Mates, you degenerates!
Yes, welcome to the 17th episode of Season 3 of Monster Mates. Spencer, please choose a number between 1 and 98.
33.
Let me check. Okay, surprisingly, it has not been chosen.
Let's go!
Alright, 33 is Kitsune Fox Girls!
Oh my god, the most vanilla of vanilla, but it's a classic, because it's good for a reason.
Hello, Silver Veil.
Hello, Ari. Hello, insert any cute fox here.
Let's see, Inari for the family. Can I please get... Can I please get an exact thing?
We're pulling it up on the Monster Maids, Monster... Well, wish we had our own website. Monster Girl Encyclopedia. Now, with... Kitsune, I already know a couple things about them. Now we'll go more into depth about them.
Here we go.
They are like a spiritual fox. I know that they are lustrious, love hoisting men in, and they are very...
mischievous spirits, to be sure.
Yup, and they... From my understanding, some of them kill.
Some of them do.
Some of them kill with their looks, like, hey, I'm gonna kill you with my pussy. And they're like, no, it's so hot, though.
Thank you, and hentai. Let's see.
Yeah. The best ones are when they're like, oh, I can't wait to kill this guy, and the guy's like, bitch. And then fucking overpowers the hell out of her.
All right, so before we get too much into this, all right, like we already have.
Put her in her place.
What are we going to rate the Kitsune girl?
I'm gonna give this like a solid 7.
A solid 7? You know what? No, I'm not gonna do the meme choice.
10.
No, I was gonna say 9.
Oh.
Thank you, Naruto. Let's see.
Wait.
Nine-tailed fox?
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
But I'm gonna give this a 6. I'll give it a 6.
Okay.
Alright. Do you wanna read this one?
Sure. Human women who were possessed by a Kitsune bee. Or Kitsune, and became monsters. Their consciousness and memories from when they were human are preserved, and they still look like the same as humans. But the fox's desire dwells up within them, ruling their hearts and bodies. So when they change into alluring women with a fascinating sex appeal who are lustful like the fox monsters, women possessed by Kitsune experience small changes at first, such as an interest in sex, a preference for meat and a friend... And fried tofu.
Ooh.
They also become more aggressive towards men.
Oh, goodness.
Afterwards, gradually, whenever they look at a man, they feel a need for something and their bodies throb. They start having dirty thoughts, and before long, their lust swells up and they start to strongly yearn for a man. At the same time, their appearance and personalities change, enabling them to charm and tempt men. They end up having a voluptuous atmosphere, just like a Yoko or Inari. They gain joy and self-confidence as they change into attractive women this way. So no matter how timid and shy the woman was originally, she'll be able to arouse and ignite men's desire with her words and mannerisms to easily imprison and have sex with the man she's after. Normally, the Kitsune live lustfully, according to desire, polishing their charm and lavaciousness. They end up as Yoko-like Kitsune Suki. There are especially lots of these kinds of Kitsune around high-rank Yoko. They're part of the debauchery produced by Yoko. A night of debauchery. On the other hand, the shrine maidens of the Inari cult that worship Inari as gods sometimes have themselves changed into Kitsune directly by an Inari as a way of getting closer to the Inari. In this case, they are trained and educated thoroughly by the Inari, so their body and heart grow accustomed to the Inari's desire and demonic energy. They end up becoming Inari like Kitsune that have two faces, whore and dignified lady. Like a VTuber. You got that wholesomeness and then you got that lewd whoreness.
There's a reason I said Silver Veil.
Yeah! The source of Kitsune has nothing to do with this change in disposition. For example, suppose for some reason an Inari demonic energy went out of control and formed a Kitsune and a Kitsune Tsuki, was born from it in place of unknown to the Inari. In that case, the Kitsune would live according to the fox's desire, growing to be almost completely a Yoko. Many Kitsune spend their time living as a Kitsune. However, it is extremely rare. In the case of individuals who are originally powerful by nature, or those who had sex with a man countless times and stored a vast amount of demonic energy, Yoko-like Kitsune have transformed into Yoko, and Inari-like Kitsune have transformed into Inari. You can see fox-like ears and tail in the illustration. You can look it up online for the viewer yourself. But normally, humans are unable to see them. The only ones who can see them are they themselves, and the men who are the objects of their love and desire that had sex with them. The changes occur after becoming a Kitsune, just makes the women look a bit peculiar to other people.
I wonder why.
Sadly, the only ones who will ever know their true nature are their prisoners, the men who have been defanged. For that reason, even they dwell in human settlements found in regions that they are hostile to monsters. Many of them spend their days indulging in pleasure and the love they share with their husbands, with those around being none the wiser.
Trivia: Kitsune normally give birth to Kitsune, but on rare occasions, a Yoku or Inari may be born, according to Kenko. All right, so a lot of things here. So yeah,
mommy.
Yes, very Dami mommy energy.
I guess it is a more Dami mommy.
I was about to say
sub mommy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
dignified lady, literally being one of her things.
Yeah. She not only is she a dignified lady who's very say-so, but she's also a whore.
A whore, if you would. A whore.
A whore.
But yes. So yeah, very much dominant energy, very practical in the magical arts, thanks to the Inari who have basically possessed whoever the person was beforehand, etc., etc. Trying to think. So their disposition is lustful and various. What was that?
Go on.
No, say it. Say it for the viewers. Come on.
I don't want to.
No, you say it. Come on.
I was gonna say popular.
There you go. Yeah, it's popular.
Yeah.
I don't know why that was so hard for you.
Because I thought you thought I said something else and you were gonna be disappointed by what I said.
No.
Because it was so generic.
No, I thought that's what you said.
Oh, okay.
Goodness sakes alive.
I thought you were trying to, like, wrap me up, be like, say it!
Alright, diet. Eats the same thing as those humans and men's essence, of course. But yes, very horny fox spirits. You love to see it. You love to experience it.
There's so much porn of these fucking things.
Let's see. So obviously there's Ari and Silvervale, who are, like, the two biggest ones I immediately think of for, like, Kitsune in general, but let me look in other popular culture or other pop media for Kitsunes. No, not in actual folklore, please. I would like in
sure,
other
but that's
things.
A picture of an actual fox.
Yes, I'm aware. That's what actual Kitsunes are. Actual foxes. I'm sorry to disappoint you.
Oh man! Disclaimer: don't fuck foxes.
Yes, that one would think.
But, like, there's so much doujin of these things. They're so popular. Everyone knows, like, the popular ones, too. It's almost a staple. It's as much as a staple as catgirls.
Yeah, pretty much. It's been around in a lot of different harem animes and ecchi animes in the early aughts, 100%.
I think it's more popular in doujins than it is in anime.
Oh, yeah, I would agree with this.
Like, catgirls, I would say, are more, like, hentai as well. What's one of the more famous ones for? You know what's the more anime famous thing?
What?
Snake girls.
Yeah, yeah.
There are more snake girls off the top of my head in, like, monster girl animes than anything.
Yeah, you have Mia from Daily Life with Monster Girls.
You have the nurse from Monster Doctor.
Yep. Let's see. And then eventually you do have the snake girl brothel in Interspecies Reviewers. All that fun stuff.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, so obviously, positives, dominant energy, if you're into that, she's a magical practitioner, so she can do a whole bunch of wild and crazy things in the bedroom. that you wouldn't even think possible.
I didn't think you could bend it that way.
And even make it feel good while it's bending that way.
I would be concerned if she's doing the loop-de-loop and pull on my dick. I don't know if I want this.
It'll literally be like, oh goodness. It'll be like the Stan Goo Goo Dolls in part 5. Where, yeah, your penis is hard, but she'll just make it into a rubbery substance so that she can bend it all sorts of ways for those crazy yoga positions.
I would just be scared of the aftermath. Are you kidding me?
Oh, come on. Once you're done, it just limps down again. You'll be fine.
You wake up in the morning, and this is all like a broken pretzel.
Oh, goodness.
Okay. Favorite Fox Dojin. You have to tell me. Yeah. We've all read one.
We all have. I need to look. Hold on. You tell the audience yours. I need a second.
I don't know. Okay, he's looking it up. So, I don't know the name of it, but it was a... I mentioned it earlier. It was a bratty little a kitsune girl who was like, I'm going to fucking devour this human. I'm going to lure him in, have sex with him. But it was, like, the first one she had ever done. And she's, like, because everyone else was making fun of her. And she's, like, picked the strongest guy with the biggest dick.
Mm-hmm.
And then it led into, well, rather than me killing and eating him, he just bred me.
Oh, I found it.
You found it?
All right. Let's see. I'll give the full name of this for the...
I've read that one, too.
I will read the full name of this for those who are interested.
Oh, my God.
Victim Girls 21 Bokujo Happy End. It is a Grand Blue Fantasy type doujin. I am looking at the uncensored one currently. There's a lot of things in that particular one. A lot of things for a lot of people, especially the more degenerative of you.
Wait, if you're here, you're already degenerate.
Yeah.
Hold on. You keep talking. I think it's like,
All right. So yeah, basically, I would say that is 100% my favorite Fox Girl / Kitsune related doujin. Honestly, for Monster Girl doujins, I don't read too many for Kitsune. I read a lot for like Oni Girls, for sure. And I even read some for like, oh, that there's that very popular, I think it's a Korean Snake Girl doujin.
Oh.
It's so good. It's fantastic. I forget the name of it, but I know for those eagle-eyed in the audience, it's the snake girl that has white scales with like little splotches. I want to say it's either gray splotches or it's something. But yeah, it's that one where the dude is a teacher of some kind in Korea and does online classes, and his snake GF likes to tease him. It's so good!
I can't find it, but that's okay.
All right.
I'll keep looking while we're talking.
Well, yes. All right. So we have the positives, obviously.
Obviously.
There's a lot of them.
There's a lot of them. And when you fuck her and you pull on the tail, you have, like, multiple.
Yeah. Depending, I think... If I remember correctly, how many tails she has is the indication of maturity or magic level or both.
Is that it?
I believe that is indeed the case.
Okay.
Oh, goodness. So,
what are the negatives?
Well, obviously, at least in as far as the encyclopedia entry, if you don't want to have sex with a girl who's been possessed by a fox spirit, I guess that could be a negative. And if you do not like dominant girls, that is also a negative for you. So I would say it's very situational for the negatives.
Yeah, I don't blame. I think the other thing is that it's kind of, we've talked about this before on way previous episodes,
mm-hmm.
and that it's so vanilla.
It's less vanilla and more oversaturated.
Right.
I would say that would be more the correct term to use. And at least in this one, there's a cult angle into it, which is interesting, at least from a lore perspective. She's a meat eater. You can share the best barbecue you ever wanted to get with her.
Not of your meat, though.
Well, later.
Do you want her to hear me? Like,
well, not
touch?
No, not
is that the
not in the literal way, in the metaphorical way. And also fried tofu, which from what I've heard at least, fried tofu's all right. I've never had it before, but I hear it's all right.
We'll have to try it.
Yeah, at some point, yes.
At some point.
But what are some other negatives?
I would say, besides just being vanilla, I would say as well that there's very little variety.
Yeah, I mean, sure, you can have kitsunes from different magical realms and so forth, but at the end of the day, you're more or less going to get a simple, or not simple, you're going to get the same sort of characteristics. It's just going to be different patterns and different fur colors, which, don't get me wrong, can be interesting, but
yeah,
but by and large...
But by and large, it's going to be, like...
Samey, I would say.
Very, very much so.
Let's see. I cannot think of anything else in particular, at least.
What could... I think it's kind of disappointing that no one else can really see them.
Yeah, it's kind of just you. And then people will think you're absolutely insane when you're talking to your kitsune girlfriend out on the street.
No, yeah, like...
And then whatever religious sect is in your area is just going to crucify you as a heretic or send you to the mental ward.
And then everyone's going
to
be like, why did they do that to him? His girlfriend was fine. Like, what are you talking about? She comes to knitting class all the time.
Oh, goodness.
She literally bats around a yarn ball. I don't get it.
That's more of a cat girl thing, but I get the idea.
Foxes have cat, like, ideas to them.
Sometimes, yeah. I've seen it.
Foxes are like a mix between a cat and a dog.
To an extent, yeah.
Like, personality-wise.
Personality, yeah. I'll agree with that.
They have, like, the
sporadic, chaotic energy of a cat.
But the, like, the loving...
Loyalty of a dog.
Yeah.
It's kind of great.
I've seen the videos of, like, the actual, like, foxes running around. I'm like, I want one so bad. Can we get a fox?
No.
But
what would you rate a kitsune, ladies and gentlemen?
We didn't give our rating.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
What's your rating?
My rating's going to be... It's going to be a 7. I think.
I'm gonna give this... Yeah, I'm gonna go stick with my 7.
Okay.
It was kind of what I thought it was going to be, mm-hmm. which is, it is great, but it's vanilla, it's safe, it's one thing.
Yeah, for sure.
It's nothing exciting, but it's good. It's good for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can have either the pure, like, kitsune hot goddess be corrupted by your dick, or you can have the degenerate loot sexy fox.
Yes.
There are a lot of variations to it, but nothing's like, oh, if you're into that king, this is for you, you know? It's just that safe line.
Yeah, this is a very much for everyone kind of monster girl, which nothing wrong with. It's a good introduction to monster girls.
Yes.
But unfortunately, because of that, it doesn't rate extremely high, at least in my opinion.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a good moderate 7.
Yeah. All right.
Well, thank you so much for listening, everybody. What would you rate a kitsune girl? Tell us down in the comments down below.
Yes, and be sure to check out the amazing artists who did the artwork for this episode. If you liked this episode, feel free to give it a like, and if you want to see more, consider subscribing. And if you want updates on the show, go follow us over on Twitter. And until then, we will see you in the next episode.
Goodbye.